For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free. Let you take radio with you on the road. Gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. We're live and local here in the nation's capital until 12 noon. The Hokies will kick off on 99.1 Bloomberg Radio. So if you want to hear the Hokies, pregame coverage, 99.1 kickoff at 12 noon. But joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. You can get 3 free days of access by downloading the app or visiting BetQL.com. It's Joe House. What's going on, House?
Hey, AWOD, we did it, baby. We're here.
We're here, man. The regular season. How about college football, man? What'd you think of the action Thursday and Friday?
So far so good. I only dip a toe in the water. I don't jump all the way in on college football because now more than ever, the teams are so different year to year. These kids go all over the country, and God bless them. I don't have any problem with it. It's just, you know, in terms of my enthusiasm for it from a wagering perspective, I don't like to go too heavy at the beginning. I need to kind of see these teams a little bit, but it's great to see the kids out there.
Yeah, you know, I've never asked you this before. So you are Joe House from the Ringer Network, House from D.C. Is there a local college team that you support?
I grew up about 2.5 miles from the University of Maryland campus and got to set foot on the field at Byrd Stadium many times, so it's got to be the Maryland Terrapins.
I got you. I grew up watching Maryland basketball, but for me it was always the Hokies football, so I'm looking forward to seeing Kyron Drones at 12 noon against Vanderbilt. But, Joe, let's get into the Washington Commanders. And I was just giving Dan Quinn and Adam Peters credit because they identified a weakness at wide receiver and are at least scrambling to try to do something to make it better for week one.
Yeah, I would say from my perspective, like just from the 50,000-foot level, the team has done all of the hard work. The hard work was, you know, establishing a brand new culture in a handful of months, establishing a brand new vision in a handful of months, establishing something that could be a stable foundation to start from to try and implement your vision. So from my perspective, all of those things seem like they're headed in the right direction. It feels like we're there. The easy part now is playing the games. And so the personnel stuff that's happened in these last couple of weeks, they all, to me, they fit the big picture of, look, we're looking for guys that are going to fit our culture, our vision, our perspective. And so I didn't see the Jahan Dotson deal, you know, coming, but the fact that they watched Diami Brown over training camp and just saw him as a fit for what Kingsbury wants to do, it made sense to me.
Yeah, I think it's really cool how it's been an open competition At every position, doesn't matter where you are drafted, what your level of experience, how you're going to fit their vision for this roster. Noah Brown came in, and I just loved how when he was talking to the media, he said, I'm a pass catcher, I'm a blocker downfield, I can do special teams, and I'm very willing to do it all. And I think that's part of the vision as well. And that might have been the issue with Dotson, was blocking downfield. This team wants to be able to run and break it down, break it outside with Eckler and have Terry McLaurin and guys blocking for him downfield.
For sure. And, you know, again, from that big picture perspective, the Brown acquisition, to me, fits exactly who this team, who this, these decision makers, intend to be. All the speculation of the last 10 days was, you know, how's Brandon Ayuk going to get here? Isn't the Jahan Dotson deal to create the pathway for Ayuk? No, it was to come up with, you know, guys that are going to fit what this team's trying to do. And Noah Brown's a perfect addition. And if you look at all the free agent acquisitions over the course of the summer, Noah Brown's a perfect fit. He fits exactly that same kind of footprint from my perspective.
Joe House from D.C. with us here on the BetQL Guest Hotline. So all eyes on Jaden Daniels week one, but let's move over to the defensive side of the ball. What are you expecting from this defensive side here? I mean, I think we're going to still have headaches at cornerback, but the linebacker group is so much improved. What are you expecting?
I don't have any expectations. I don't know what to anticipate. It's been so long since, we've had a linebacking core with this level of competence, but, you know, it's this three-level, question mark because, you know, we had strength on the edge, and then we traded that away last year, and the secondary was the worst in football, but, you know, a lot of that comes from the pressure that doesn't occur at the top of the defense, and the linebackers last year we're not athletic enough or fast enough. So I don't know. It's this, you know, we have, looking at the roster, 12 new starters out of 22 positions, and the biggest changes are all on the defensive side. It's all new people, but it's a bunch of guys with Dan Quinn pedigree and guys who seem like they had an opportunity. I mean, the Frankie Louvu, Bobby Wagner situation is awesome. Like, what, you know, it's been a while since we've had guys with that kind of caliber behind the line. So I don't know. It's a big question mark to me. I don't have any expectations. I'm just hoping for the best.
Yeah, and we're all excited for this season. And I think it's because everything is new right now. The new GM, the new coaching staff, the new linebackers, the new safety, the new backup running back, of course, the new quarterback. What would you define as a successful season for 2024 of the Washington Commanders?
I'll express it a couple of different ways. In the first place, just an indication of discipline with the small things, with the details. I would really like there to be very few dumb penalties this season, like shrinking down the dumb penalties. I mean, I'm going to start with very – you know, kind of small hope for outcomes, you know, running a competent 2-minute drill. Doesn't have to produce a score every time, but just seeing, you know, some organization, some thinking, some guys, a level of preparedness that we haven't seen in a long time. So that's kind of the small detail stuff. But in the terms of, you know, bigger picture, 7 or 8 wins feels very reasonable, very feasible. If you look at last year, it's probably like a 6-win team. So, but it's a radical rewrite, and for sure everybody's ready to play super hard for Quinn. So 7 or 8 wins to me would be great. A little bit of just, you know, cleaning up what's been, you know, a mess in terms of the details over the course of the year. And then I want Jaden Daniels to be healthy all season long. That's really my goal for this Washington football team this year. Let him get a full 17 games worth of experience and his health over the course of this season. That would be a great level of success for me.
Joe House with us here on the BetQL Guest Hotline. How do you view the Commanders' opponent week one, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
It's a funny thing. I mean, they had an unexpected success last year, and they're like, hey, let's just run it back. And their skill position guys are a year older. And, you know, is the level of play out of Baker Mayfield sustainable, repeatable? And they lost some guys on defense. But the NFC South is, you know, perpetually competitive. So there's no reason to not try and run it back for them. They're ahead of Washington in terms of the skill position. So the line for that game is over a field goal. And I feel that like that's a decent enough line. I think Tampa's probably going to win, to be honest with you, just because they're further along in terms of knowing who they are, what they're going to try and do. It will be fun to see with their new offensive coordinator in Tampa, you know, if Coach Quinn can, you know, throw some wrinkles at Baker and company. But I think Tampa's going to win.
Yeah, I'm really interested in this matchup, and I just hope that Jaden can get off to a really strong start in his opening drive. In terms of the wide receivers and the tight ends, the pass catchers for the Commanders, we all know Terry McLaurin will most likely lead this team in receptions, maybe yards and touchdowns. Who's number two in receptions?
Wow. I don't know. Zach Ertz? I mean,
that's my guess.
Right? It kind of makes sense. You expect a rookie quarterback. And, you know, the fact that Kingsbury has that experience with Ertz doesn't hurt also. I guess that's the direction I would go.
Jaden Daniels, I think he's going to run often and right away in the NFL. Maybe that'll change with the amount of hits he takes here. But, like, I'm predicting week one that he could have more than 50 yards on the ground. What do you think of that? Are you, like, worried about him getting injured? Is this, hey, let's see what he's got against the National Football League competition? What is your take on Jaden running the ball?
I think we will see it quite a bit at the beginning of the season. I think your instinct here is right. I mean, the single hardest thing for an opposing defense to plan for, to handle, is a mobile quarterback in this modern NFL. And, you know, I think Jaden will have permission from, you know, the coaching staff that if he sees something, to go ahead and take advantage of it. And his instincts to run are, you know, what won him the Heisman Trophy last year. So I expect that we are going to see him running. And I think 50 yards, I think he's going to go over 50 yards for sure in week one.
Joe House from The Ringer with us. So we've got this bit my producer are going to do and I are going to do later in the show, and I think you'll love this because you're a sports gambler. We're going to simply place an eight-leg parlay on the eight division winners in the National Football League. I placed one last night. It's like $9 to win $9,000. So what advice would you have for us in terms of division winners?
Oh, my God. Well, you have to pick a couple of teams that didn't win the division last year. You can't just, you know, pencil in everybody from last year. That's the starting point. And at least one of your division winners has to be a team that came in last in the division last year. Because every year, like in the last, you know, 21 seasons, 19 of the 21 seasons, a team has gone from worst to first in the division. There's been at least one instance of that. So those would be my big picture observations. You also, I can't in good conscience, you know, guide you to fade the San Francisco 49ers, but, you know, there is this hangover element for teams that lost the Super Bowl. And if you really wanted to get exotic and have that $9 turned into, you know, $20,000, pick somebody other than San Francisco to win the NFC West.
Who would you pick, though? Because I think the Rams take a step back. The Cardinals are a huge question mark, and I don't love Geno Smith.
So Seattle is my answer, and I think that Seattle last season underperformed dramatically on both sides of the ball. I think Mike McDonald on the defensive side is going to you know, create pressure that Seattle hasn't seen since its Super Bowl runs. And on the offensive side, they have a new offensive coordinator. They got the University of Washington head coach there, and that guy likes to throw the football down the field. One thing that Geno Smith is good at is throwing the football down the field. He's the top 10 most accurate quarterback in the NFL. on passes over 10 yards. So I'm very bullish on Seattle. That's the team that I would pick if you didn't pick San Francisco, if you're just trying to be a little contrarian.
House, we really appreciate you taking the time, man. It's always fun. Thank you so much.
Always my pleasure. Let's go. I don't even know. All hail. All hail. That's what we say.
Hail, baby. Hail. All hail. That's Joe House. Follow him on Twitter at HouseFromDC. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. You can use the Odyssey app today to rewind, pause the show, run some errands, pick up right where you left off. If you want to hear the Hokies, pregame coverage is on 99.1 right now, and that kickoff will air on 99.1 at 12 noon because the Nats will be on 106.7 later today. So if you're a Hokies fan, you want to hear the game against Vanderbilt from Nashville, it's on 99.1. But we wanted to continue our Commanders conversation. And Max has this clip of Dan Quinn talking about drafting young leaders here. And I can't love this enough, really. When we had the draft process and it started coming out that this guy was a captain and this guy was a captain, this guy has this kind of experience and this kind of experience, I just got so fired up for the guys that we were bringing in. And really, they've all been great leaders. And I think you have a leader on the defensive side of the ball in Sanders Dill and a leader on the offensive side of the ball in Jay Daniels, JD5 here in. That's all you want in terms of a roster, a young roster, is leaders to step up. You've got a good mix of veterans in there. I think the average age for the Commanders is over 27. They're not one of the youngest teams in the roster. Part of that is probably, obviously, Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu, guys with experience here in the National Football League, and our D tackles, Payne and Allen. Let's take a listen to Dan Quinn talking about drafting young leaders. All right, you're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the Odyssey app. We're having some technical difficulties behind the scenes. Max is working hard with our engineers to make sure that we can air the show live right now. But so I'm not sure we're going to be able to take phone calls, but it is open, 1-800-636-1067. The Commanders start the season next Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And really, I think it's going to be an interesting matchup because in my mind, Tampa Bay was the worst playoff team to worst team to make the playoffs last season. I don't know. I'm not scared of the Bucs. I'm really not. I don't think the defense is as good as it was when Tom Brady was there and they won a Super Bowl. And the offense, I don't think they've done enough to replenish as guys have gotten older and bringing in younger guys. So I do think it's an interesting opponent week one. But for the Commanders, they've just got to take care of business here in terms of you cannot have terrible turnovers. You cannot cost yourself the game like that. Special teams has got to be decent, and the defense has got to step up. It's going to take complimentary football for this team to be in games throughout the entire season, and that's what I'm hoping for most with Dan Quinn. In terms of a new coaching staff coming in here and trying to do better than Ron Rivera, Ron always struggled with getting all three phases to come together at the exact same time. You know, I look back at the two Eagles games last year where the offense caught fire and nobody was criticizing Eric Bieniemy because Sam Howell and the offense put up 31 points twice against the Eagles. But we lost both those games because the defense gave up 34 and 37. That can't happen this season. That's the little things that you have to change here. And hopefully this new coaching staff will be able to do that. I think back to last year, the Thursday night game against the Bears, where it's just this team didn't show up. That's something that I hope will not happen at all in the Dan Quinn era. I'm looking for this team to show up. I'm looking for this team to be competitive. I'm looking for this team on defense to create turnovers, on offense to be careful with the football, to stay in games and give themselves a chance. As you know, we just don't want this season to be like last year, where it ended up being a lame duck season for a lame duck coach and a quarterback that wasn't good enough. And that's the other thing. In terms of Jaden Daniels, I want him to get off to a hot start, but as my last guest said in Joe House, he has to play, stay healthy, and I want him to finish this season a much better player than he was when he started the season. And that's going to be the most important thing right there. Can Jaden Daniels steadily improve throughout the year? Can he stay healthy? Can he create some kind of chemistry with his wide receivers? We talked about it. We all know about Terry McLaurin after that. What are we going to get from Diami Brown? What are we going to get from Noah Brown? And what are we going to get from Olamide Zaccheaus? I do think you're going to need some consistency at the wide receiver position. I think people are sleeping on Zaccheaus. I mean, look. He made this roster. He didn't just make this roster. He was so good that they went out and traded Jahan Dotson because he did similar things, in my mind, what Dotson can do. He's a smaller guy, but he's so quick. He ran really crisp routes from what I saw and in training camp, and he's found a way to get open in the National Football League. It's not like he's a rookie. He is a journeyman veteran that's played on several teams, but he's found a way to get open in previous years, and I think he's going to have maybe his best year this season with the Washington Commanders. Another thing about Zaccheaus is he chose to come to Washington because he felt like he could beat out some of these guys and be involved in this wide receiver room, and that's exactly what's happened this offseason. I'm excited for Luke McCaffrey. I think they're going to slowly bring him along, and hey, maybe Diami Brown is able to be unleashed with Cliff Kingsbury as the offensive coordinator. It just didn't work out the previous coaching staff and Diami Brown, other than one or two catches here or there. He just never had the consistency. We know he can be a deep threat down the field, but can he catch the ball in the middle of the field? Can you use him on some of these comebacks or drag routes across the middle? That's going to be so important for Washington's offense this season. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. If you want to listen to the Virginia Tech pregame coverage, it's on 99.1. Their kickoff will be at 12 noon, also on 99.1. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey app, search 99.1. Or just change the dial to 99.1 FM to hear the Virginia Tech pregame show. Bill Roth, Mike Burnup will be on the call at 12 noon for the Hokies against Vanderbilt. I wanted to do a way too early outlook at Tampa Bay against Washington next week because when we get on next week, it's going to be so much to talk about. I just wanted to give you my preview right now, my thoughts, because I think Washington enters this game against the Bucs with all the hype. Of all the teams in the NFL, I think the Bears might have more hype because Caleb and Rome Odunze. Besides them, Washington's got the hype. New everything, right? New GM, Adam Peters. New coaching staff led by Dan Quinn. Oh, look, he brought Boy Wonder. Once Boy Wonder, Cliff Kingsbury, to run the offense. Cliff has a shiny new toy and rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels. So I think Washington enters this team as the sexy team. And I think there's going to be some late movement in terms of the spread because of Washington being this sexy team with this quarterback. You don't know what to expect right away from Jaden Daniels. Well, Tampa Bay, I think they enter this game with a chip on their shoulder, a legit chip on their shoulder, because there's no secret. The talk of the town in that division, it's not been the division champs, the Bucs. It's been the Atlanta Falcons. New quarterback, Kirk Cousins, new coach, Raheem Morris. I mean, give the Falcons credit. They got big expectations with the roster Raheem Morris inherited. Bijan Robinson's a star, but Tampa won this division, and they're looking to build off a year in which they got in the postseason and won a playoff game against the NFC East's Philadelphia Eagles. So Tampa's definitely got a chip on their shoulder. Jaden Daniels, though, rookie season, first game. You'd expect him to have some nerves and the offense to slowly get on track. Baker Mayfield, though, I mean, I expect him to come out right away and look like he did last year, in which he threw 28 touchdown passes to just 10 interceptions. They're probably in the locker room in Tampa saying, where's our respect? Where's our respect? We won this damn division. Let's show these guys what a playoff team looks like. The Bucs defense returns 10 of its 11 starters. And you know what Todd Bowles loves to do? That's blitz. He'll blitz all night. He'll try to pressure and disrupt the rookie quarterback and his reads, his progressions. Jaden Daniels is going to need to be ready for this moment. He's going to need to make quick decisions, and he's going to have to use his legs to buy time. That's why I brought it up with Joe House there. I absolutely think he's over 50 yards rushing in week one at Tampa. Sacks will be such a crucial factor in this game. Tampa Bay gets a lot of them. Washington last year gave up a ton of them. I think you look over to the other side of the ball, it's who's going to get after the quarterback for Washington? That's a huge question mark. Could it be Dorrance Armstrong, Cleveland Farrell, Frankie Louvu? Is Jamin Davis going to get an opportunity? Because I know that Vita Vea will be a huge test for Washington's new-look interior. I mean, he could completely disrupt Washington's game plan. Sam Cosmi returns at right guard. Newcomers Tyler Biadasz and Nick Allegretti, they're going to have their hands full. X-factors for this game next week, Scary Terry. Absolutely X-factor for the Commanders. Over 1,000 yards in 2023, but he's never had a good, consistent quarterback throughout his time in Washington. And I feel so bad for him because he's proven that he can win jump balls. Terry's proven he can create separation against some of the best corners in the league. He just needs a guy who can deliver on time and accurate. And if the connection goes well between Terry McLaurin and Jaden Daniels, I think this could be Scary Terry's best season in the National Football League. And I think the question of the season offensively is going to be the health of Austin Ekeler, especially in this game, right? Austin Ekeler's looked sharp at training camp. He's also playing with the chip on his shoulder. Everyone feels like he's done. He wants to show that he's still got juice. He's still got gas left in the tank. And he's teaming up with Anthony Lynn again, who he had a lot of success with there with the Chargers. There's a lot to like if Austin Ekeler is healthy. At 100%, he's none other than a star in the National Football League. Just look at week one of last season. 16 carries for Austin Ekeler, 117 yards and a touchdown. 4 catches for 47 yards. Over 150 yards there week one. The problem, he was then inactive for 3 straight weeks, and he wasn't really the same after that. You look at Brian Robinson Jr. last year, 4.1 yards per carry. He's going to need to build off of that. That's what I want to see. I want to see Brian Robinson build off of that. But this is a Bucs defense that is elite, and they've got playmakers at all three levels. I mentioned Vita Vea, a defensive tackle, a great linebacker there, and safety Antoine Winfield. I think for the offensive side of the ball for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I think you question, how good is Chris Godwin going to be this season? He's on a streak. A really impressive streak of 3 straight years with 1,000 yards receiving. Is he able to build off of that? Defensively, Washington is definitely going to have to cover Godwin downfield. That's absolutely going to be important week one. But I think defensively for Washington, it starts at the line of scrimmage with Payne and Allen. They've got to be great. New linebackers, Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu, got to stop the run and force Baker Mayfield to beat him with his arm. I think one thing we're going to see right away, and you saw that a little bit in the preseason, Frankie Louvu is going to make a lot of tackles. Frankie Louvu is going to make up for a few holes on this defense here because of how quickly he can plug a hole, how quickly he can identify who's got the ball, get downfield, and help out to make the tackle. I think it's going to be an awesome game here because there's so many little storylines that go into this. Another one I wanted to mention is Dan Quinn against an old division rival, right? Can the former Falcons coach, Dan Quinn, led the Falcons to multiple division championships, led them to a Super Bowl appearance, can he go into Tampa and win week one in his second stint of being a head coach in the National Football League? Or will the NFC South champions protect home field? If you want to chime in, phone lines are open throughout the show. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. 1067. I'm live and local here until 12 noon. You can always tweet us your thoughts. That's at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. Max, let's see if we can go to Mike on line one here. Mike, you're on The Fan with AWOD.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Great show as always. I agree with everything that you've said without question. I don't know if you've talked about this or the junkies have. If you all have, I've missed it. But what I'm really excited about in particular, besides Jade, is we now have, besides Robinson in the back as a running back, we have this other weapon that you just spoke about. In the past, last couple of years, we've had Robinson's been good, but we haven't had an actual running back. We've had, you know, special teams guys back there, possibly, or they played other positions, but that was not their main position. So I'm really excited about that. The only question mark I have still is the outside linebackers. Are we going to be able to cover the receivers during the year? That's a really huge concern. I know the offensive line is a concern as well, but I'm not as concerned because we actually have really, really good coaches that are getting these guys ready for this season. But thanks for taking my call, buddy.
Yep, I appreciate it. I do think that the prep has – they've done everything right with the preparation going into this season. You mentioned the two running backs, so fired up. Austin Ekeler, outside of Bobby Wagner, was my favorite signing this offseason. I've just admired him for a long time in the National Football League, and everything he said during this offseason has made me really feel like he's coming with a huge chip on his shoulder into this season. He wants to prove everyone around the league wrong that he's still got something left in the tank. And as Mike was saying there, we haven't had a running back that we can count on. Last time we had a 1,000-yard rusher was Antonio Gibson. He's not a traditional running back. He's a wide receiver in college, could play in the backfield at running back, was also doing special teams and kick returns for Washington. My hot take, my bold prediction has been that Brian Robinson Jr. could make the Pro Bowl this year. He's going to have to build off of his yards per carry of last year. He's going to have to be as good catching the football and get into the end zone. That's going to be a huge thing for Brian Robinson in terms of his stats this year. It's going to be so crucial that he gets into the end zone. And I do think that when they get inside the 20, they're going to rely on Robinson a little bit more than Austin Ekeler. I think Ekeler would be on those third down plays, more obvious passing down situations. But when you have the option to run or even a quarterback taking off and run, I think you're going to have B-Rob in the backfield. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with that free Odyssey app downloaded today. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, pick up right where you left off. Hokies fans, tune in to 99.1 for pregame coverage with a 12 noon kickoff. Hokies in Nashville to take on Vanderbilt. A lot of expectations. Year three for Coach Pry, bringing back 90% of the production on the offensive side of the ball, and used the transfer portal pretty wisely to improve on the defensive side. And the ACC is certainly wide open now after Florida State lost week zero in Ireland to Georgia Tech. Terps fans, stay here on the Team 980, coming up at 11 to hear the Terps, but right here on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980, always available on the Odyssey app. Taking your phone calls, talking all things Washington Commanders. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go out to the phone lines again. We got Mitch in Jersey. What's going on, Mitch?
Hey, Adam. How you doing? Happy Labor Day weekend.
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, good. I'm glad they kept Hartman, and I just heard they kept Rodriguez, but Rodriguez, I think he should have been kept with the – I don't think three running backs is enough. But he should have been kept on with Nichols and even Michael Wiley. I mean, they can always do special teams, and it's easy to get hurt, especially these running backs. The rules aren't there to protect running backs from getting hurt, and there's always a cheap shot going on. But for the game, I think we're going to win this game. I think that they're probably eyeing to tank it, I think. I don't think they have much weapons, and they're making a mistake by not putting in May in there. I think that's a mistake from day one.
Mitch, appreciate you calling and chiming in. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. A lot of people were puzzled, I think, by releasing Michael Wiley and then Chris Rodriguez, who was added to the practice squad. I, for one, was not. And in my eye test, and I, who am I, right? I'm just a fan who's a season ticket holder for 17 years. I bleed burgundy and gold. I care about this team more than most things in my life. But other than that, I don't really know what I'm looking at when I went to training camp. But I'll tell you, I mentioned this last week, three guys impressed me most when I went there to training camp in Ashburn for 2.5 days to watch them practice, and that was, number one, Olamide Zaccheaus. And he didn't just impress me, he impressed the entire coaching staff, right? I mean, this guy came in here, and I think, Max, what would you say? Like, first day of practice, you'd probably have him fifth or sixth on the depth chart, right? I mean, nobody thought Zaccheaus was making this team right away.
Yeah, no, I didn't expect a 5'9 receiver to, I mean, make the team over Jahan Dotson at the beginning of training camp, but here we are.
Right, and journeyman veteran, went to Virginia where he was a star there at UVA, but he came in and got to work and impressed the coaching staff. Like I said, he impressed me because it felt like he was always getting open in training camp. He was a guy they could count on to make big catches, whether it was like a diving catch or a low pass. And also, he was able to make a guy miss once he caught the ball. Did the same thing in preseason, so I'm looking forward to him. But he really came in here and surprised a lot of people and moved up the depth chart. And you got to give Dan Quinn credit. He created this competition that was open for everyone. So that was the first guy that impressed me was Zaccheaus. The second one, in terms of the offensive lineman, Michael Dieter. It was just such a huge body. And I'm not saying he's going to be great at all. I do think it's going to be an interesting season with a lot of experiments on the offensive line. Well, they're going to move things around for sure. I do think that this is one of those things where Brandon Coleman can't start at left tackle right away because he didn't play in the preseason or the joint practices. So when do you work him in? But Michael Dieter, one of those backup offensive linemen that definitely impressed me. And the third guy, that was running back Jeremy McNichols. Jeremy McNichols impressed me because he kind of reminded me of J.D. McKissic. Small running back that can, he's got a burst of speed to grab a screen pass and really get upfield with the quickness. The dump offs to him out of the backfield and really just running it through the middle as well. I saw him and I was like, I think this guy's going to beat out Chris Rodriguez. And he's not going to be the special teams player that Chris Rodriguez could be or Michael Wiley probably. But I liked that he had a skill set that I thought was different than Eckler, different than Robinson, but something he could also do to contribute on the offensive side of the ball. So I really liked what I saw from those three. Wasn't surprised at all that those guys made the roster. Let's go to line one. We've got David in Chevy Chase. What's going on, David?
Hi, my sons have a take on the Commanders' wide receiving core.
Sure.
I think that Deami Brown should be the second wide receiver for the Commanders.
Yeah? What's your name?
Derek.
Derek, how old are you?
I am 9 years old.
I love that. Who's your favorite football team?
The Commanders.
I love it. So why do you like Deami Brown so much?
Because I think that he makes a lot of spectacular catches, and that after the Jahan Dotson left, I think he should replace.
I think you're onto something. We appreciate you chiming in. I love getting phone calls from all ages. It reminds me of me when I was a kid. The reason I got into sports radio is because my dad let me call in, talk on the radio after a Commanders game. So we appreciate you chiming in. We got to take a quick commercial break here. If you want the Hokies, go to 99.1, the Terps, the Team 980. I'll be right back here on 106.7, The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.